We're delighted to welcome the new executive director of the Ellis Sharp Museum. Is that your title?
Yes, Jeremy? Sir. That's my title, executive director. But, you know, it means I'm just going to do anything and everything anybody asks me to do, from the members of the community to my colleagues, my great colleagues at Ellis Sharp. So I'm just there to do what I can to make people happy and give a good experience.
Jeremy Frew, long time at Jackson College. So I got to be thinking this is I don't know if it's a painful decision, but it's a big decision for you to move from the college to the museum.
Yeah, obviously the college is a big part of this community, and I had a wonderful experience there. But, you know, it's one of those things that it was like a dream scenario. I leave the college to go to a cornerstone of Jackson, and that's Ellis Sharp, where, again, I raised my family on Douglas Street and Bloomfield Boulevard, a couple blocks away. We have just a lifetime of experience there. But really, more importantly, I get to go to a place in a way similar to JC in that people love Ella. Ella's memories for them. Ella's experiences for them. I've been talking to patrons this week. I met two women who come back every 2 or 3 years, and the first stop is Ella because they want to go through and remember what they did in those pioneer days, go through the museum. So it's a very special place. So, yeah, I wouldn't say it was painful. It was a change, but like a dream come true, and I'm very, very lucky to get to go to Ella. Again, a place that means so much to people. But I'll tell you, Greg, it means a lot. So guess what? That's a lot of pressure, too. People want that to be a special place, and it's a special place in their heart.
It always has been, and that's always puzzled me, that there's been the turnover that there has been there. And now you're there, and you I'm sure your goal is pretty long-term.
Yeah, this is a personal job. This is not about career. This is not about money. This is about a personal thing to help Ella connect even more with the community, help Ella grow the legacy, help Ella reintroduce itself to Jackson. And also, something that's really going to be, you're going to hear and we're going to talk about a lot, it's time we're going to really work at Ella not only to take care of who our key stakeholders are, who our past stakeholders are, who the current, but we're really going to work to create new stakeholders. We want to get that place. Again, I want to touch those students who are in elementary, middle school, so when they come up and leave, that we're part of their history. We want to touch those folks all through Jackson. So, yeah, this is a personal thing. This has nothing to do with career jumping or anything like that. It's very personal. Mm-hmm. And Ella, again, as I said, it's personal to people. So it's exciting. And a chance to, again, I mean, it is still an education job in a way. We're there to educate in history, arts, and sciences, and to have a chance to let people explore.
Yeah, Ella's about art and history, and is that right up your alley?
Yeah, of course. That's what I've done, and I'm even, believe it or not, I'm married to an artist, but also let's not forget the sciences, and I say that because we're really fortunate that the Hearst Planetarium. It's about that. So, yeah, that is up my alley, but really my strengths is connecting with community partners, leveraging with community partners, and also building relationships and partnerships. And also my hope is, too, that I have an opportunity with the staff to help them grow, because then that means we'll grow our membership and go from there. But again, lots of great things.
Yeah, I know you have a good, solid staff that many of them have worked there a long time.
Yeah, a number of them have been there a long time. And to me, though, the real most important thing is they're all there because they love the museum. They love art. They love what they're doing. Again, when you work at a place like that, it's very personal, and it's bigger than the money or the job. And that the people I've met, I've been there 8 days. That is apparent. They are committed to that place, and that is really important. That means they're committed to the community, and they're committed to the patrons who come in those doors.
Okay, you go into a place like the Ella, change isn't going to happen very quickly. Is that on the front or back burner for you, like any changes that you're looking at?
Yeah, I couldn't, you know, that would be, to be frank, what those changes would be or what we need to do. I can't say that. Now, 8 days and that would be, not respectful staff. However, I will say this. The one thing we're going to focus on, again, is to rebuild those relationships and partnerships. That's not about change. That's doing what we're doing and doing it better. But also looking to create opportunities to bring new people into the museum.
Yeah, the relationships are very critical, right?
Yeah.
I mean there's a there's got to be so many people that, you know, seniors, people in their 50s, 60s that haven't been out there in forever.
Yeah, and that's the goal. We want to re-invite them out there, and we want to embrace them. Again, they have communities, so that's what we have to do, and that's what we're going to work on. And again, you're right. Relationships is key. And look, I love Jackson, and that's what I think one of my strengths was at JC. I really love the community. And that means we have to connect and build those relationships. And that's how we win, and that's how we do better, and that's how we get patrons in. Yes, we got to have great exhibits. That's a no-brainer. Yes, we have to be caring and to have a good product, but we need to build those relationships. So that's going to be my goal. That was my strength of what I've done here. I think that was partly why I got this position, is because I have built good relationships in this community, and I understand the importance. And again, the thing about Jackson, it's a great community, but we need to leverage each other's strengths and not be stepping on each other's toes or pushing each other's side and taking care of each other. So that's one of the things I'm going to do the best I can.
You worked with students out at Jackson College, kind of the same thing here.
Yeah,
it's working with people.
It's so funny. I keep getting, I can't believe you went from the college to the museum. And I always chuckle a little bit because it's not any different. We're just the what we're offering is a little different, but what we do to get people there is the same. Think about, listen to the customer's voice, listen to our members, listen to the community, and make sure we have a product that meets their needs. And that's really what we need. And also have the motto that we're going to say yes and not no. And that is really difficult. But when people call, yes, let me think how we can make that work. Or yes, we can do it this way. Or, oh, you're here right at 5 o'clock. No, come on in. You're invited. So yeah, that's what we're going to bring and try to do. And that's my motto. And also, one thing I will tell you again about the museum and even this position, I love it, is everybody gets their hands dirty there. Everybody will do anything that's asked of them, and that will be the motto. When someone comes in the museum, we're going to do what they ask and do the best we can.
Jeremy, what was the board looking for? I know you beat out a pretty good list. They had quite a few applicants for the position.
Yeah, from my feelings, I think they really wanted a leader who was authentic, sincere, and really was committed to the museum and the community. I said this to you when I came in here. I think any position in this community, any job that you work in, it was like this for me at JC as well. You need to love Jackson. You need to be committed to the community. And in this case, you need to be a good leader. And I think that's what they were looking for. I applaud them, not because they hired me. I applaud them because I know they were focused on someone who was local. And I think to do these jobs, to be a leader in this community, you need to be committed in living here and taking care of the people. And that it needs to be part of who you are. I mean, both my kids are local graduates. Both went to actually JC. My daughter is a nurse at Henry Ford, lives locally. My in-laws, the Dwyers, you know, what else can I say? I love this community. And I said this in an interview, and I always say I'd rather show you than tell you. My brother and his wife moved here 3 years from Vegas. They've made this their home. My dad has moved here from Houston and made his home. My brother's wife's in-laws moved from Colorado Springs and made this home.
Wow, you're a good salesman.
No, this community is great. They just got to see it. And so Ella is part of that. It's part of that. So, I feel lucky, but that is really important.
Hey, we all know where Ella is. Is it important for them to get out more in the community, be in front of some of these business people, be on the radio, whatever?
Yeah, I will tell you, if I'm sitting in the museum 40 hours a week, I'm not doing my job. And one of the conversations I've been having with even our archivists, folks who work in the museum and normally like set up the shows and so forth, I'm like, look, at this point, we're all ambassadors. We're not all going to be sitting here at the museum waiting for people to come. That is one of the things where we have to really do better. We need to go out and be part of the community, in the community, and living it. And again, if I am in at my desk for whatever hours a week, I'm probably not doing my job. I need to be out in the community. And I've already started doing that, reaching out to longtime stakeholders. And my goal will be to try to touch all of those in one way or another.
So 8 days, what have you learned?
Wow. Let me tell you this, that we have a lot going on, and I want to say that. So, yeah, I want to start with that. For one, Sunday we have the Fall Festival. We have a lot going on for everyone. Sunday's the Fall Festival, face painting, petting zoo, tours, pumpkin painting. But better than that, I do want to give a little plug, and I want to say this. All the things we talked about, connection, community, history, learning, it's happening right now. I started at a ridiculously perfect time. Dominic Pangborn show just opened today. He's a Lumen grad, an international known artist, and his last show ever in America opened today at the museum. So I started my 8 days. I get to start with that.
Wow. Legend.
A local Jackson legend. Again, I mentioned my in-laws. I was dinner on Sunday, and I heard multiple Pangborn stories from Mo Dwyer, my father-in-law, because everybody knows a Pangborn. And Dominic is doing his last show in America. It starts today. And Thursday, next, a week from today, he's going to have a reception and speak. And a big part of his speech is going to be about his experience growing up in Jackson, going to Lumen, working at the local McDonald's on Prospect, and how that shaped him. So, yeah, it's 8 days in. What did I learn? We are offering a lot for everybody.
He was a good old St. Mary's boy.
Of course. Absolutely. Of course. Another person who has a story. Yes, we have. If people don't go, if there's a show to go to, this is it. And I'm not this perfect artist extravagant, but his mediums go across the board. There is something from everywhere. He has pictures that he did in colleges. He has paintings of his beautiful wife. He has spiritual, religious. He has pop paintings of different pop stars. It's like art from all over different mediums for everyone. Come out. If you ever want to come out to come see the show, but also really come out and meet this humble local Jackson gentleman on his last American show next Thursday, and have some hors d'oeuvres and a cocktail from 6 to 8 next week. And I couldn't have started a better time. What I learned is there's a lot, and people need to get out there. And we need a better, and we need to, at Ella, me, Jeremy, do a better job getting the word out what we're doing. I have a lot of responsibility on that.
Well, hey, congratulations to you.
Hey,
sounds
thanks,
like
Greg.
You found your niche.
Yeah, again, I got, I had a dream gig, and another one opened up, and I feel very fortunate. So thank you.
Tell Mo I said hi.
Okay, I will.
I miss those slices off the first tee at Sharp Park.